Would you give your mum, dad, aunt or that uncle who hugged your partner a little too long free access to your phone?
Oh, no!
Oh, my God, it's a really long video. Ew!
In Dave's brand new YouTube original, Get Off My Phone, we've got six comedians to give their phones over to a relative with total freedom to read messages, DMs, photos and browser history.
Where's your search history?
Sorry?
What to do, tips for relief.
The rules are simple. Their relative can read anything they want and even make calls from the comedian's phone.
What is this?
What is... I don't want this one.
That looks really bad.
Starring Tanya Moore, Anya Magliano, Finlay Christie, Travis J with his mum Angie Lamar, Hayley Morris, Grace Campbell and dad Alistair Campbell.
Slightly sexually compromising
people. Divulging their deepest digital secrets.
What the hell is happening?
Get Off My Phone, a Dave YouTube original. Available now on Dave's YouTube channel.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win. And support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. The future isn't scary. Not realizing its potential, however, could be. Just like on the recruiting trail, I've seen potential come in many forms as a coach. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Welcome back, Series 5 of The Magic Sponge. I'm Rob Beckett. I've got Jimmy Bullard and Ian
Hello,
Smith.
Hello, guys.
Yes.
How are we?
Hello.
Oh, feeling good, pumped.
Jimmy, I've got to ask you a question.
Yeah.
Pascal Chimbonda. He's mentioned you in the press.
Oh,
have you aware of this?
I think so.
Yeah, so...
I didn't realise what this has been in the papers.
Yeah, so on French TV, he mentioned Jimmy pleasuring himself in front of the other lads in the same hotel room. I mean...
I can't remember that. What? Playing with...
That's weird Winkle. That he's called you out.
Winkle, yeah.
Called you out on French
well,
TV.
Well, what I would want to know, what the fuck is he doing in my bedroom?
Well, you didn't share a room with him.
It's my room. Get in my fucking room. he's the one in the
space.
Fucking wrong.
Yeah.
Yeah, he should be in there.
If he's in my bedroom and I've got my Winkle hanging out,
What's he
in my bedroom for? What's he watching me for then?
I'd come in and be like, oh shit, sorry, Jim.
Yeah,
I'll nip out. I won't be like...
Yeah, you wouldn't just sit there and watch someone have a wank. You'd go.
So he's the weirdo.
Yeah. What was he like, Pascal Chimbonda?
He was all right, Pasc.
Was he?
Top draw, yeah. Good player. I knew... right willy watcher, though.
He was one of them...
The French boys, some of them are weirdos. They, I go in showers with pants on, like. It's like,
do they?
What are you doing?
That's why he's weirded out about it then. He's seen a dick and he's been like, why have people
didn't
fully
dressed? Didn't he have a massive one,
I don't know where he's... Yeah, he did have a big willy. But hell of a good player. The first training session he turned up, I thought, he's not going to be at Wigan long. He was too good.
Really?
Yeah, he sniffed that danger. He was quality. And then, I'll tell you one about Pascal, it's classic. We played Arsenal in... I don't know whether I've told this story on it. I might not. We played Arsenal in a double-legger, Carling Cup final. And then Paul Jewell brought him over because he was having some racist abuse over in France or whatever. So we pulled him over and to enjoy his football again, enjoying playing for Wigan. And then we go and beat Arsenal. And he hands Paul Jewell a card straight after the game while we've won the second leg at Arsenal and we're going Man United in the cup final. And Paul Jewell thought it was a thank you letter. He's undone it. And it's a transfer request. And he's gone, you fucking bastard. What a time to give me this. He's gone absolutely bellissimo on him. And we're all like, oh, my goodness. Pascal, what's your time? And he goes, I don't know. My agent said, give it to him.
So I'm like, Jim Bonder impression.
Pascal, yeah.
It sounds like sort of a
film. But it was like, put your dick away.
Papa, Nicole.
Hey, Jim, something
other. Hey, with my panties in the shower. Jimmy, put the wheelie away. I'm in your room.
But I swear it's the worst timing ever. It was like,
was he scary, Paul Joel?
When he lost it. Yeah, he can be.
It looked like it could be scary, yeah.
Yeah, we've had a couple of things, and as we all know, but yeah, he's good man.
I was getting a cab to Shepherd's Bush from my house in like South East London. It was a long old drive. Sometimes I'd just get him, instead of going all the way to Shepherd's Bush, I'd get him to take me to my train station, and then I'd get on the train because it's quicker, yeah? So he turns up, and he goes, so what way do you go to Shepherd's Bush? I went, oh, I don't know really, whatever the driver thinks or whatever Google Maps says. And he went, well, you're from round here, you should know. I went, oh, all right, mate. I'm from around here, but I'm not from Shepherd's Bush. So I don't know what it's like in Shepherd's Bush. So I can get you only so far. And then I went, that's it. And he stunk as well. And I thought he's got the hump. So I thought, what I'll do is just go, all right, just take me to the station. I thought, I'm not doing an hour and a half in a car with him, right? I went, just take me to the station, right? And he went, which one? I went, Bromley South. He went, how do I get there? I went, oh, well, do left up here. And he went, yeah, what now? I went, look, mate. Can you just find out?
What's the matter?
I don't have a go. That's you're a driver.
Job,
it's your job. You should know how to
you
get
you don't go on stage. You go, tell us a joke.
Yeah, exactly. Do you know what I mean? It's not like, he was trying to tell me what way, asking me which way to tell him to go. And I went, look, tell you what, mate, I've got stuff to do. Look, your job's a driver. Why don't you drive? Have a couple of minutes to sort your sat nav out of weather, but just put it in and do it. He went, oh, no, I've got to. You just tell me what way to go. I went, look, mate, you're the cab driver. You just do it, all right? And then he went, look, well, I'm not a trained taxi driver. I don't know.
What's in there?
Yeah, and I went, well, that's pretty obvious, isn't it? At that point, he snapped, done an emergency stop and punched his steering wheel.
No, he didn't.
I swear on my life. And I went, I'm getting out, mate. And he went, oh, not this today. It's going to be fucking tomorrow either, mate. One job, drive your car and shut up.
That must happen to him at least like twice
and
a week.
Stunk.
If he's going not this today.
Well,
he's
stunk
clearly
stunk
happened
of
to
BO. Stunk of BO, and he was driving in his coat. I don't trust any cab driver that wears their coat. Sort the temperature out of the vehicle and then start work.
I can't stand smelly people. Oh, I was speaking to someone today who had moth breath.
What, moth?
Like cobweb breath.
Like, just for people who can't
dust,
see it, Rob's
dust
drink
breath.
Has gone all over.
You know, dust breath. If you go up into an attic, ain't been open for about six, 7 years. Don't you dare open your mouth around me. Moth breath.
I thought you were going to say that. It's just been a
big
moth.
Fur ball come out of his gob.
I've never heard of moth.
Disgusting. Absolutely disgusting.
Oh, dear. I've never heard of moth.
Go and use some floss, you.
Fucking hell.
Yeah, flossing is key. A lot of people don't floss. People just brush. Floss is very important.
Saying that, you need a cricket bat to get in between them teeth. Go on, mate.
I don't know what I'm talking about.
How much of your drinks come then? You had so much.
I know, I spat so much water out. I spat everywhere at moth breath. It's so late anyway, Rich. What time is it? We're going to talk to him about when he comes in is that photo. Have you seen that photo of him?
No, go on.
It was in the paper, basically. I don't know when this was, but basically... got a photograph wiping his ass with £20 notes.
That's outrageous. I've not seen this.
So the Sun called him the vilest footballer in Britain.
But the Sun just go insane on it. It's like when they did it with Gary Lineker, talked about immigrants and stuff, and they were like, furious people want Lineker sacked. You're like, who does?
Yeah.
Like, well, we do.
People use Twitter as actual news, don't they?
Yeah.
Rather than it, like, no one actually. So it's like Lynn from Darlington goes, oh, I don't think Gary Lineker should be doing Match of the Day anymore.
Like, yeah, and they're on it.
Public outcry for Lineker sacking. Yeah. Lynn in Darlington has spoken.
Lynn is not the public.
Lynn in Darlington, don't know what fucking day of the week it is. She's got five cats and no sofas.
And no social life. She don't know what's going on.
It is weird how, like, someone's mum's just getting quoted in the news. Like, big problems in Syria at the minute. Let's see what Lynn's got to say about it. It's bad. She's got a good point, Lynn.
Well done, Linen Darlings. If you, if Lin, imagine if someone is
there
called
is a Linen Darlings.
There's a Linen Darlings.
There is a Linen. Don't mind.
There's a Linen Darlings.
Can't even say it.
Let's write a theme tune for her. Bring her in.
Linen Darlington, sitting on the floor with a cat bin. Lin, sitting on the floor, no sofas. Lin, where's your cats? Lin, Gary Lineker, don't run with Lin. Peter out. I peed it out, lads.
Yeah.
It started strong, though, didn't it?
Yeah,
it
was really great. But you think Ridgewell, when he took that photo, was thinking, people are going to kick off at this. He must have just thought, because to be fair, he must have thought, this is funny, this is a bit of banter.
Yeah.
And then he must have been like, oh, shit, this has gone out of hand completely.
Yeah, we'll be able to ask you an hour and a half when he gets here.
I wouldn't be able to do that. You can't wipe your ass with pound coins, can you? That's
a lie. You ain't got no pound coins.
20p's got all those little ridges.
Them edges are hurt.
Richie boy!
Where are you, son?
I've got a fucking story for you. Leave for fucking 9 o'clock, you get here.
Oh, oh my God.
Well,
leave earlier, Sam.
Tried to leave earlier.
That's
you're fine.
Have a seat. This is your one.
Have a seat, Rizzy.
We're just looking at the Sun calling you the most vile footballer in Britain.
Nice, isn't it?
Nice start for you, isn't it? Well, you're after 20.
I mean, I've been called some bad things, but that was probably the worst one I've ever.
Yeah, that is the most vile. Yeah. When it comes to vile footballers.
I'm a bad footballer, but. You know,
no, you're not.
You played for
Villa, Birmingham, West Brom, and now Portland Timbers.
Yeah.
Liam Ridgewell.
In America.
So that photo, we'll just get out of the way now. Mm. Like, what happened? You was wiping your ass with £20 notes.
Well, no, I wasn't actually wiping, so it wasn't actually dirty at all. It wasn't dirty.
You're just pretending to.
Me and mate, with those new fives, would you?
Exactly. Well, yeah, you can't rip them, so that'd be perfect, wouldn't you? So you'd be right. But now me and my mate had a bet over X Factor, and literally, I'm taking the leak, and he just comes in and gives me the money, and I'm like, I'm going to have to wind him up, you know what I mean?
All right, so you got,
it's normally me paying for his dinners, so he gave me the money, so I chucked him on the floor and pretended to wipe my ass with it, and then suddenly, a year later, it came out in the newspaper.
Yeah, I think it's just if a footballer's ever got money on them, it's a story for the papers because they're people share this. How much was the bet for?
It was only 300 quid.
300 quid?
300 quid.
300 quid. Yeah, so it's not even like a silly bet.
You know, you can still get it out from the cash machine, and anyone can do it. But
normal groups of lads would bet £100 on things, or, you know, it's not.
Yeah, of course.
How come it didn't come out for a year? Did someone like leak it then? Or
someone
like
must have leaked it. Yeah, I had a phone call.
Fucking hell.
I had a phone call about
it. They probably got more money for the photo than you got for the bet.
Yeah. I only got 300 quid for him, so getting his money didn't back. Get enough at all. I got a phone call and I was in the kitchen with my old dear, and I'm like, my face has dropped. And she's like, what's the matter? I'm like, oh, just a phone call about something going in the newspaper. And she went, oh, Liam, you haven't done, you know, been with a girl and stuff like that. I'm like, no, I wish. It's so many girls. I wish it was that. Yeah.
Lee Andrew was talking about filling. Who's a goalkeeper?
Stephen Postma.
Yeah, yeah. Do we have it? Weren't you at the
I was
the
at
barbecue
the same time,
when it found out or something?
Yeah, I was at Nobby Solano's barbecue.
Quality. Nobby Solano. I love to go to Nobby Solano's barbecue.
He's with Nobby.
At Villa.
I bet he's quality. I'll take
Nobby.
Good boy.
Probably a nice fella.
One of his barbers, though. Because he's like.
South Americans love a barbecue, don't they?
It was unreal. Everyone was there.
Yeah. Lime all over their steak,
they
mate.
They love cooking. And
the steak in lime. I've never seen anything.
You have his right hand man with him? One of the teeth?
No, I don't know. Maybe not. Probably. But we were young boys. So we got invited. Okay. So it's like, yeah, we're going Nobby's. Party. It's like, wow, that's quality.
He knows how to have one. Yeah, he's good.
So we all turned up and then. Like, we're all youngsters sitting in the background, me, Pete Whitlam, I think Stephen Davis and a couple of others, and we're all just like, you know, not trying to get involved, but, you know, looking over at Henders and Gareth Barry and everyone thinking, oh, you know, the dog's bollocks type of thing. And then suddenly it came out that, you know, the video had been sent through. They'd got it. They passed it all round at Stephen Postman getting rifled with a
rifle.
That's the same word.
Postman getting rifled from behind by a stripper wearing goalkeeper gloves.
Yeah.
I'm not sure.
I mean, she's
sustained
a fame in it. To be fair, I mean, my £20 notes is nothing.
No.
To that,
and then he said he put loads. They put all like dildos.
The same again. I thought it's going to be played down. I mean, Stephen Postman's 6'7". He's built like a brick shit house. Like, you say anything to him, he'll kill you. So I'm thinking, you know, you'd probably just stay away from him getting into showers. You'll probably wait for him to go in first and you come in later or whatever, you know, just mucking about. But he filled this whole side. He sat in the corner and every dildo's everywhere, magazines. And I'm like, well, that's Henders. It's got to be like. So we're sitting on the other side thinking, God, it's going to go off.
Yeah. What was Hendry like to play? Because when you come on here, we only had an hour of him and it was a bit. Yeah. He's a loose cannon. Yeah,
he was a loose cannon. I mean, he was enjoyable to be out with and go out with. He was loose cannon. Like training and everything is always, you know, always an argument or a bus stop or niggles and stuff.
Ridiculous.
He was good on
there
though, weren't he? Mm. He had some absolute.
He did.
Crazy. Have you listened to the Sponge?
I listened to Henders's one.
Yeah.
He's a character. The worst one I've seen, we played Birmingham at home. Obviously, I went and played Birmingham after, but we played Birmingham at home and we're walking in the tunnel at Villa. As you're walking in, they used to put the Birmingham away fans at the bottom part behind the goal. So you've got the tunnel coming out. And as we're going in, they're all giving Henders like those to obviously local Birmingham. Yeah. So he turns round, gives them a wanker sign, going, wankers, yeah. And I'm thinking, fucking hell, Henders, are you mental? You know, they're trying to jump the barrier, coming to get at me, stand there. Yeah. And that's head sign. I'm thinking, oh my God, what the heck is going on? The stewards are like getting thrown back. I'm thinking, you're going to get done in. And I'm thinking, you're a local lad.
They'll see you,
But like, obviously, the fans of Birmingham, they're not, but you know, as long as you're respectful while you're out, they know what it's all about. So, you know, as long as you're respectful while you're going out. And, but he's been involved.
And he's crackers, though.
He's ridiculous.
Yeah.
The one away, we walk down the tunnel, and we just give it to a couple of the big boys, and they've like come for him. I think Raddy Jaidi, Emil Heskey, when we played away at Birmingham.
I'd love to see
Heskey. And the tunnel at Birmingham is tiny, isn't it? It's proper small. So we're walking down, I'm thinking, it's getting smaller and smaller. It's getting proper small. And like,
it's getting proper small.
We're all tiny compared to them. Like, we're thinking, oh, we're in banging drop here. So like, everyone's creeped to the back like this. And then like, Stephen Possum stepped up the front like, and it's like, yeah, just get behind him. That's it. Yeah, chuck some punches over.
Is it probably the
hardest
player you played with, Possum?
Well, he was just a big... He was
just massive.
He was huge. He was massive. I've seen some big keepers, but he was a joke.
Have you got the Ritual versus Bullard's section here?
So, do you guys... Can you guys remember playing against each other? You played against each other twice that I could find.
Who was our player?
So it's Villa and Wigan. 2005?
I remember
2006?
Yeah, 2005, yeah.
Yeah, I've put an extra one in there. I fucked that up. Yeah, last year when you were playing for Wigan. But one of them, 3-2, you scored what was described as a moment of magic and a sublime volley or something. Do you remember that?
Against Villa?
Yeah.
At JJB?
Yeah, the other goals were
from
Kamara.
I remember I scored a Villa. I didn't know that that was that game, but I remember scoring a volley against Villa that was out of hand, yeah. If I must say, it was out of hand.
Do you remember playing against him or not?
I ain't finished this.
Remember my first time playing against him?
He just came in and hit the balls up nice and high. What I've had to do, I've had to get over the top of it and sort of cut across it.
Yeah, yeah.
And then it's gone up in the top bracket with a bit of swazzarli on it. I swear it's gone straight in the top knuckle, but go on, away you go.
I just met him in the tunnel, that was it. That was it.
And Marbella, you've met before though, didn't you? Didn't you see Jimmy was in Marbella once?
I saw Jimmy in the morning and said hello, because the...
I can't remember that.
No, I know you can't. I know that. So I'm sobering up, and Jimmy strolls in. Obviously, they're still lagging from the night before. Jimmy's like,
coming in?
Yeah, you were just getting in and coming into
last
the sala.
Standing
was he like, on his phone or something?
Then he was on your phone. I think he was on the phone to the missus or whoever he was.
Yeah, that'd have been a long
and
one.
And you jumped in the pool with your phone.
Pretty close, yeah.
And then the bouncer tried to chuck you out, and so you took your shorts off, swung around your head, and chucked them out, and said, "Am I naked now? I can't get out."
I can't remember that at all. That's classic. That's the morning after drinking. So you're not
that
even
was the
drunk
morning
now.
After. Yeah. Well, yeah. I mean, that would have been kind of hours after.
Bobbing naked in the pool.
Yeah, that's probably a bit of a shamming off. So
yeah, yeah. It was quality.
Do you reckon?
Yeah,
that was a classic. All the boys I was with, like, "Hey, that's Jimmy Brown." I said, "I know, yeah." I'm like, "Oh yeah, let's go over there." I'm like, "No.
No.
Jimmy's leaving now, so let's let him go."
Yeah. That's good though, isn't it? Take your trousers off. You can't get kicked out of
he
anywhere.
Said, yeah, you can't get, but the bouncer got you out and then tried to.
Because I always thought if anyone tries to attack me, I'd just piss and shit myself.
Yeah.
And then they don't wanna know.
That's the best way, isn't it?
Yeah, like they start to just shit and piss everywhere. Yeah. No one would want to attack you then, would they?
They're just going to leave you there, aren't they?
Yeah. You have to go out first.
Imagine that on Crime Watch, so they carried on the attack, and they went, Rob Beckett decided to shit piss himself.
They're still continuing.
The poor actor who's got to do it.
You have to stay out for a few pints first, Rob.
Yeah, they're really
good. Don't go home at 7:30 at night.
What did you not need to go,
next question, eh?
Well, just try your best. I mean,
he's ignoring that one.
What was that?
Yeah.
He's got some questions on Birmingham. Do you get when you play, do you get told off for saying Birmingham wrong? I get this all the time. They was like, Birmingham.
Yeah, well, when I moved up there, it was like Birmingham. I mean, my kids are from living in Birmingham with their mum now,
so they've got a Birmingham accent.
That, they've got that little bit of twang.
Birmingham.
So they say it, and I'm like, no, it's Birmingham.
Birmingham.
And I'm like, what?
Yeah,
Birmingham.
Yeah, they get the young people from Birmingham if you don't say the middle bit. But yeah. I was like, you still know what I'm saying. It's not like I've took the B off the start.
No, exactly. It's, like, I mean, it's obvious, isn't it? Yeah, he's got no chance.
Anyway,
yeah. Did you get a lot of shit when you moved? Moved from Villa to Birmingham.
Yeah, yeah. I think I was the first person.
First person.
It weren't
since
too bad. Because I'm from London, it weren't too bad. It was alright. The only bit of trouble I had, my car was parked at my flat one time, and someone smashed a for sale sign over the motor.
Really?
That was
really?
Literally it. Yeah. And I found it just lying on top of the car as it came down.
Didn't apart
move
from
it,
that,
put it back. It's my for sale sign out my side of my house. So put it back.
But that shows how much shit footballers get. Because if like you said to me, like, did you get shit for doing that, Ian? I'd be like, someone smashed a fucking for sale sign on my car.
Yeah,
you'd be like, not too bad, just one for sale sign.
I mean, it could have been a lot worse.
Yeah, could have put
the
snow or shit in it.
The fans are a bit naughty, so they could have been
knocked. Didn't you score? You scored an
own goal. I scored the own goal, yeah.
For Villa.
Yeah.
Oh, how shocking. Much stick did you get for that?
I mean, I'm still agent Ridgewell now.
Agent Ridgewell,
yeah, that's what he said. Sent me across to score a goal against just for
Agent
them to
Ridgewell.
Score. Yeah, it was unbelievable.
Well, it does make shocking. It look like you've just kind of blacked out and gone like, oh,
it was annoying.
Yeah,
the defender in front of me dummied the ball. Now my mates are giving me stick for this, but I keep saying this. Until I die, I'll keep saying this. Giroud came from Arsenal. We had him on loan.
Oh, the defender, yeah.
The defender. The ball got crossed in, and he went to clear it. But left it, and I'm standing behind him. So I'm like,
yeah.
And it's hit my knee, and obviously it's just jumped straight in the bottom corner. I'm like, oh,
why is he dummying clearances? Why is he doing skills with a clearance?
He went to do it and left it, and I'm like, oh, fucking leave me. Like, exactly. It was a joke. And I'm
failing.
Like, no. So I'm thinking, all game, right, you've got to get fucking one back. So I've had header. Gabby has cleared it off the line. So I'm like, fucking hell. Then we scored 1-1, and then. Towards the end of the game, Gabby beats me for the header to score the winner.
He's a what's he like,
you know what
Gabby?
I mean?
A bunglahor.
He's a good lad. Yeah,
he looks like he looks scary.
Yeah.
He looks like Bebop and Rocksteady. He looks like an enforcer.
Yeah, he's got some head on him, isn't
he? Yeah, he is. He's a good lad. He's all right.
Shit, hell of a player.
He was shit off a shovel. Oh, fucking ridiculous.
Shit off a washboard.
I tell you what, he's not a bad player either.
He was. Yeah, he don't like.
He's still with them, isn't he?
Still there, yeah.
Still
I mean, he got
Villa,
bummed
yeah.
out for a bit, but he's still there. He's clawing his way back.
Someone rejected one of your transfer requests? Was that Birmingham or Villa?
That was Birmingham,
What happened there, then?
Well, I was meant to go sign for another team. I don't know who it was at the time. But they stopped the move. We got relegated.
Was it Newcastle?
Everyone
or
left.
Something?
Yeah, it was Newcastle. Yeah. That was it. Everyone left, and I was still there.
Yeah.
So I'm like, I want to keep playing Premier League football. And then someone bidded, and they rejected it. And it was like an hour to go or like half a day in the window and I'm like, you know, you've got to put in a transfer request. So I put that in. That went down like a fucking shit sandwich and then I was like, fuck, I'm still here. So I had to put a transfer address in to try to go, but
yeah,
obviously didn't work out.
But there's this other bloke at Birmingham, the media guy. Who's this media guy bloke?
Oh, that was, oh my God.
You used to bet him to do things?
Yeah, we used to try
give him money just to do things.
There's always one.
My brother reckons he could eat 3 pie mash and then run a mile in 10 minutes.
So
eat 3 pie mash one after the other, then run a mile in 10 minutes.
I reckon, is he allowed to be sick?
No.
Oh, I don't know about that.
I think that's doable.
No, you'd lose the money.
3 pie, 3 mash. So 3 lots of mash, 3 pie.
All day long.
Not... Free mat, free pot. Yeah, but you're an ex-athlete. My brother sits at a desk all day. I can't.
I reckon I could do it. And I don't know it. Your fucking brother does. Yeah. I'm saying I can do that.
Oh, you can do that?
Yeah, I can do that.
All right, okay, fair enough. Well, do you want to bet him?
If this gets a TV series, That's got to be
been episode. Been saying that for 3 years. We've got no one, fucking chance. Joel keeps pretending.
Yeah, we did one and so got him some flying saucers. You know, big flying saucers from Costco?
Yeah, the little sherbet.
And they've got sherbet inside. And you have them and they like foam up your mouth.
Cool.
Yeah. So thinking, right, so you've got to eat a box of them.
So how many of them? 100 of them?
They've got to be 150, 101, haven't they? So it's like, you've got to eat all them. And he's like,
I bet he felt really light afterwards. Yeah. He
did at the end of it. I'll tell you that right now. And he was like, right, fucking, that's easy. He went, and a litre bottle of Coke.
Oh.
Got it down. He's like, ooh.
That's going to react with this shit.
Yeah, that's going to be a bit dodgy. And you've got to jump on the trampoline straight after. And then you'll get paid. So he's
how much is this for?
He's only winning for like 50 quid or something. He wasn't for a lot at all. We were just like bored as fuck in pre-season.
Yeah.
So he's had the flying sauce. He's like, I'm all right, I'm not doing too bad. He's foaming at the mouth. He's getting the old man, you know, white stuff around his mouth. We're like, fucking hell, Christ, here we go. Starts doing the litre bottle of Coke. He's like trying to down it all, so he's meant to down it.
Yeah.
Only got halfway through. It's like, no, look, we'll just let you sip it and get through it. We want you to get on the fucking trampoline, obviously. Christ. We could have mugged that right off. We're like, just sip it along. So he's like, yeah. Sitting there, his belly's getting bigger and bigger. It's like, you know, he stood up. Jumped to this mini trampoline, not the big ones, the mini ones that you get in the training ground. It's like, go on in. So he's on there just like jumping a little bit like that. And he's like, yes, so you've done it. And I'm like, no, I'll fucking jump up and down. Fucking up and down. You want to see you fucking jump up and down. Anyway, one, bosh, bosh, bosh. Fucking everywhere. He was done.
Spaceships everywhere.
It was
did you pay someone to wear all leather or something, or convince them to wear all leather?
Oh, well, we didn't know. I don't know if he still knows now, actually. Sorry, Colin Doyle. I know he's out there somewhere. I'm not sure if he knows. So, obviously, Christmas parties, you either wear, like, costumes or whatever. So we thought coloured suits we came up with.
Yeah.
So blues, reds, and then we end up with, like...
I know what a colour is, though.
Yeah, so...
Thanks, mate.
We run out of...
How's your craving line going? I want some shorts, touch on a blue and red.
Stop it,
overloading my brain with colours.
But we run out of fucking colours, so we end up doing zebra, fucking all that. I was leading into it, if you didn't interrupt me.
All right, sorry, whoever.
Sorry, sir. So then we end up with leather, and we're thinking, right, we've got to stitch someone right up with this. Doyler, 6'5", big Irish goalkeeper, sweats for fucking fun as well. So we're like, fuck it, we've got to do him. So we thought, well, where are we going to stitch him up? So we've got one hat filled with all leather. Yeah. Everything. And we had another hat. So Kari's going round, everyone's picking out. And as Doyle's gone to pick it, he's quickly switched them over. Yeah, and it's true. Like, fucking hell, core. I'll buzz you if you get fucking leather. Please get leather. Get leather. Everyone's there like picked out. Fucking leather. It's like everyone's erupted buzzing. So it's literally gotta be everything leather. Yeah. Everything. There's nothing you can leave away from leather. So you couldn't find leather pants. So his missus obviously found out. Thought, well, and Summer's doing.
Yeah.
Doyle, you can go in there. So Doyle's going there to get some leather. He ends up with a leather thong. His arsehole was chiefed and jacked. It was fucking all over the
sweating gap. Sweating his
cods. Oh, so he went to Dublin. And he had to come out in a leather suit. He lost about £10.
Plane journey, go through security and everything.
No, luckily enough, we went there in our own clubber.
Oh,
he might as well worn the leather suit.
He could have been getting padded down like that.
Leather's dreadful.
Did you do that at clubs? What was your Christmas party?
Yeah, I got done a little bit the same as that. I know I got done to this day. I don't know how they've done me, but I've definitely got done. We was like in the air and it was all different sort of fancy dress party.
Yeah, yeah.
And not leather, what's the other one? The cheap stuff.
Rubber.
PVC.
PVC
arms. It looked like it was just PVC and it looked like a prostitute's out of it. And I had to wear one of them basically.
A little gag and ball gag.
Gag mask.
Yeah.
In the hotel like that. I don't know.
At West Brom, does he hear the Al Pacino speech?
Oh, yeah, Pep Mel. Yeah. So Pep Mel coming, I think we had three managers that season.
Yeah.
But Pep Mel came in. And he obviously didn't know much English, and his assistant knew even less English. So we ended up, we were struggling, like we were banging trouble halfway through the season.
Is he German? Or?
I think he's Spanish.
I'm sure he's Spanish. Was he obsessed with cheese or something? Was there something about.
Don't know. No, I don't know
I'm
if that
going
was that
off
one.
On one.
Don't know. He might have gone.
No, that
one.
Was Felix McGaff at Fulham.
Yeah, cheese
on Brett Hangeland's leg. Don't worry about it.
Is that what
you're right, Smithfield.
No, he would rub cheese on people's injuries.
What?
Yeah. That's what Felix McGrath did on.
Felix, I don't like that. Go on, mate,
so,
right.
Yeah, so he came up with a team talk. He was doing team talks, but we didn't understand a word he was saying. So he got us in before one game, pre-match, and didn't say nothing. And he just turned round to the media guy and just went, hit it. And we're thinking, what do you mean hit it? He's clicked his finger, hit it. And we're thinking, what the fuck? Oh. So we're all sitting there, and suddenly the Al Pacino speech comes on. You know where he does any given Sunday.
Inspiring.
It's a great speech.
I've heard it before, and it's unbelievable.
Yeah.
But
you don't wait before a game.
No.
Not when you've got
bar.
Fucking
not hit it.
Not
that.
Yeah, that's the worst thing about it.
That is a bit cheesy.
What the fuck is he doing?
Also, it's like him, like, it's big, like, inch by inch. You've got, like, Barnsley away in the League Cup. You can't go turn it
down. Go on, he's done that.
He'd done that, and then it come on, Al Pacino. So he's standing at the front. So he's hit it like that, and everyone's thinking, well, we can't laugh. Like, we're banging trouble. You're thinking, fucking hell. So he's hit it, and everyone's like, looking around. So we're watching Al Pacino, and we're thinking, oh, I hope he plays the old film. Like, it'd be decent. You know, it'd be all right. So we watched the old clip of the thing, and he's gone, yeah. And we're all like, wow. Oh, is that what it came to? Like, oh my God.
So did you win? Did you win again?
He could speak a bit, but it's broken. Yeah. So everything he was saying was like, you know, it was like Joey Barton trying to speak French, like, you know, it was a bit heartbroken.
Because if you win, then he's going to be doing that every match.
I think that's why we lost on purpose, probably, thinking, well, we've got another speech coming out. Like, it was crazy.
Who's your manager in Portland? Is he American?
Caleb Porter, he's American,
Is his speeches a bit like... Are the speeches different in America? Is
they are, they are
really
a little bit
over
different.
The top? Yeah, man, give it to me, Rudy! Come on, leg nuts!
What? Did you say leg nuts?
Yeah.
What's leg
nuts? Yeah, and that's what they do. Fenner's does it on soccer.
Oh, meg nuts. Meg
nuts! Come on, give me a grind stretch! Stretch the groin! Yeah, do it at pace! Richie! Yeah, Reggie! Get stuck in, Reggie.
Seeing that on that soccer game is classic, because all I think of is in America. That's all I think
I
of.
I swear.
It's a classic.
That is the best feature I've seen in a long time. You've seen it. You know, Bob Bradley. Brad Bobberly. That's what they call him. Bob Bradley. What's his real name?
Bob Bradley.
Yeah, and they call him Brad Bobberly.
Bobberly.
He's so funny.
It's unbelievable.
Hey, hey, Reggie, pass me the ball. Can't be serious, you fucking bastard. I love it.
Oh,
they're just right over the...
Yeah! It's what it is. Woo! I've seen some of the kids' games and they are like proper over... Like, and you're sitting there thinking, oh, relax. Like,
yeah.
Do the other step! Do the other step! I'll take it down the right hand flip!
Sorry, that's me. You'd be great over there. You'd love it, wouldn't
that's
you?
That's my team talk.
It would be unbelievable.
You need to do that for...
That's what I'm like.
That Leverett, get over! Get the 7 across the 5, man!
Yeah. And don't care, you got card late at work.
Yeah, make sure you get in 5 past 27. 5 past 27.
Oh, God. That real is crazy.
I've heard as well, have you ever seen Portland? But like, in the UK, mascots are like little people dressed up in fuzzy costumes.
Right there, they're as big as...
You've got a man...
Have you got a chainsaw?
Man with a chainsaw. Well, fucks up a bit of wood.
I want to put him in one of them races. They do the 100 metre sprint and they fuck about. Yeah, fuck about with him with a chainsaw.
Have
him against
Daffy Duck.
That's right,
fucking legs gone. Galasaurus shitting himself.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Just going crazy for this guy.
Yeah, Timber Joey. So he walks around the stadium like...
Timber Joey.
Yeah, Timber Joey. Mate, he's crazy.
If you score a goal, do you get a bit of wood?
You get a bit of wood, yeah.
Yeah.
Bit of log.
Have you got any wood?
Yeah, I've got some log by the side of my thing. Yeah, yeah.
I read about this goal. It says that you went on one of the goals you scored. You went on a 45-yard solo run. It's like me playing FIFA when you try to go over a defender.
It was unbelievable.
Like,
yeah, it was crazy.
What goal you scored?
Yeah, it was my first one. Yeah, I don't know how I did it. I know. Yeah, I've done it once in my career before, and that was a Steve Ball testimonial at Wolves.
Right.
Now, I mean, it's all the old geezers, it's testimonial. Yeah, so, like, I was a bit younger.
You done it in the game,
You know what I mean? I used to be left winger centre.
Was you actually surprised when you done it?
Proper surprised.
Is that
like... I was surprised when I got near the goal. Yeah. So I'm thinking, fucking, I'm banging trouble here. What am I going to do? Do I shoot? Like, I'm thinking, oh, shit. So I've, like, chested it on the halfway line, gone one past one person. I'm like, oh, God, I need to give it to someone else here. No one else is there. So I'm thinking, right, I'll just keep going. So I've had another shitty touch. Gone past another defender. I'm thinking, oh, I'm in the box here. I'm thinking, cool, what do I do? I'll cross it. So I've looked across. I'm thinking, right, the ball's there. Player's there. I'm like, now as a player, like as a defender, fuck it. I'm just going to shoot.
Yeah.
It's only gone in the bottom corner. Right, I'm like buzzing.
Yeah,
and the
yeah.
night before, I spoke to my brother. He's on Wetting the Baby's Head, talking about this ridgy roll. And he's like, make sure you do it. And I've got him on FaceTime. Like, 2 o'clock in the morning, it's 8 hours different. So yeah. like, fucking do, you know, ridgy roll.
And what's the ridgy roll?
Ridgy roll is like, you get on your knees and just roll across the floor.
Oh.
I think my brother did it in a venue one night on a Christmas party.
At the venue in the cross?
Yeah, yeah.
venue.
Best,
send you
place
venue.
In the world.
The Ridgey Roll. Horrendous.
Ever. I love that place.
I still go there.
Of course I do.
The venue in
Straight to the cheese room. It's unbelievable.
I've lived in Newcross for five years and I never went in.
I used to go, you have to get in before 9:30 and it's free, but there's fuck all in there. It's like walking around a fucking empty shopping
centre. It's quality.
First year of uni, I was stood outside there. I was like, I stood outside a corner shop and some bloke comes up to me and he's just like, oi, oi, oi. So I'm like, oh, fuck. I'm like new to London, a bit like nervous. I was like, right, hold these for me and wait here. Hands me a bottle of like nearly finished port and a metal pipe. It's like a metal pipe for fucking someone up. So he's like, hold these, wait there. So I just like got this metal pipe in my hand and his bottle. And I'm like, I don't want to fuck off because if he sees me fucking off, he's going to come back and be like, oh, I told you, like, and he's and then
you could
he's
hit him
got
with
pipe.
A metal bar.
Yeah, I could fuck him up with that. But then, so I just waited there because I was just like, I don't know what to do. Eventually, come back. He was like in the shop or something. Come back after like 15 minutes. Takes his pipe and finishes his bottle. I'm like, thanks, mate. So my like fingerprints are all over his fucking murder weapon or whatever.
He's done you there,
he stood out there with a shop, just like with a with a pipe.
Oh, you get some nuts around
there. Probably see Stephen Possmer.
He's heading to the venue. He'll get. I reckon they'll confiscate the pipe. But still, well, that's the best fucking new year I've had.
No, you're allowed in with
we
a pipe.
We couldn't get into the venue.
Yeah, I mean that's.
Where's your pipe, boys? Yeah. Get your pipe and come.
Just hold your arm in a bar.
What did you have any chance? Did they sing anything about you? No.
I ain't done enough yet.
No. What about so. West Brom or Birmingham? Do you ever have a...
Yeah, you...
Agent Ridge, man.
I think Villa had more songs for me when I left, when I was actually there.
Yeah. What a wanker.
Yeah, about that.
There's a Birmingham one that's a good one, though, isn't it? No.
What's the Birmingham one?
A Tallulah by the Kinks.
It's difficult to hear that one person in the top of the stands.
Did they not sing it to you then?
Someone doing tell it positively.
Oh, yeah, I can't sing.
You carry it. Just tell me and I'll sing it.
What is it
it's
though?
It's Lola, you know, you know the Lola song by the Kinks?
Fucking hell, it's Lola, a long one, isn't it?
He had a great... La, 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 la. And so he had a great... He the lyrics, you sing it.
Really? How does that go in?
Has this been made up?
No, look at the lyrics. He had a great left foot and he could head the ball, so I asked his name.
He said Liam Ridgewell. Lolo Liam Ridgewell.
God, I love this.
I met him in a club down Broad Street.
Where you drink champagne and it tastes like sherry cola.
Lolo Liam Ridgewell. Lolo Liam Ridgewell. He walks up to me and asks me to dance. So I asked him his name. He said Liam Ridgewell.
What a pile of shit. It's so confusing, isn't it?
No wonder it won't fucking suck.
It just doesn't have its groove, does it?
No, it doesn't have that groove.
Putting it up on
terrible.
The big screen, all the lyrics everyone's trying to pull. Just keep it. There's only one Liam Ridgewell.
And they're never going to sing that, so it's pointless.
Liam Ridgewell, he's a great squad player and he plays left back. Liam Ridgewell, don't score, don't do much. Liam Ridgewell, he's pretty solid and he's good in the air.
Ridgewell,
I'll take that instead. I'd rather that.
He likes Birmingham, he likes the Midlands. He loves Midlands. He likes swimming trucks too. And a beer. He's got a beer. He does a beer in America. And it's top lap. This has been a good episode.
This episode's been mental, hasn't it?
Thank you so much for coming on. Sorry about the journey down.
No, it's true. I've only got to get back there now, so it's fine.
Yeah.
Cheers, Lee.
No worries. Thanks for having us on.
Thank you very much. It's been good, Willem. I have to come to a gig. So 3 years you're out there for. So should we go to Portland?
Yeah, that's all.
Should we go and visit Portland?
Yeah.
Portland?
Come out.
We've got to really get like a TV traveling. Series job.
You've only got to connect twice, so you'd be fine.
Nah, you're all right.
I've got direct flights on, mate.
Just
be
come
sweet.
Meet us in the venue, fancy a drink.
Hey, let's just do the venue. No, I'm the venue. I'm all over that. I'm up for that.
American football's the future, isn't it?
Yeah. You've got to get over there, Jim Dog.
Yeah, man, let's do it.
A bulldog, they'd love you as well. This crazy English guy. Thanks for listening. See you later. Oh, yeah, we need a name for that chart. Segment, and if you want to write us some songs, let us know. Send them in. Dave Magic Sponge on Twitter. See you later.
See you later, everyone.
Don't forget to subscribe and write comments and
buy
get other people.
Mattresses. We still just sponsored by them.
Buy a mattress.
I did hear that.
Buy everyone.
Bye. The Magic Sponge is a .. production for Dave, hosted by Rob Beckett, Jimmy Bullard, and Ian Smith.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Would you give your mum, dad, aunt, or that uncle who hugged your partner a little too long free access to your phone?
Oh, no!
Oh, my God, it's a really long video. Ew!
In Dave's brand new YouTube original, Get Off My Phone, we've got six comedians to give their phones over to a relative with total freedom to read messages, DMs, photos, and browser history.
Where's your search history?
Sorry?
What to do, tips for relief.
The rules are simple. Their relative can read anything they want and even make calls from the comedian's phone.
What is this?
What is... I don't want this one.
That looks really bad.
Starring Tanya Moore, Anya Magliano, Finlay Christie, Travis J with his mum Angie Lamar, Hayley Morris, Grace Campbell and dad Alistair Campbell.
Slightly sexually compromising people.
Divulging their deepest digital secrets.
What the hell is happening?
Get Off My Phone, a Dave YouTube original. Available now on Dave's YouTube channel.